All right, check it out. I got two brothers in the house. They just want to come up and add a little something to what y'all just saw.
In the 90s, thought I was homophobic, listened to Shady. Now I'm drinking Bud Lights with Dylan Mulvaney.
Good start. I love
oh,
it.
God.
I was trying to make some money with my daughter.
Jessie.
Is her name Dylan? His name Dylan? Dylan could go both ways.
I don't know. There's a lot more questions than answers. I don't know. I'm fucking lost.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself a Bud Light Platinum. I really don't care whose face is on it.
I don't see any faces on those Platinums, right? Yeah. It looks like a nice fucking blue Bud Light can, right?
These are from Bills. They're old.
With the Platinums, actually. That's like a...
Yeah, it's Platinum. Platinum lifestyle.
My thing is like, why would you even take on that demographic at all?
I don't understand it either. That's what kind of...
Well, the new marketing woman is like a 30-year-old, like, woke girl.
So from what I was reading, I guess they're trying to get Bud Light into other countries, and they're not worried about this country anymore, because other countries, they don't give a fuck about the whole woke thing.
Well, from what I read, it was like...
From what I was reading.
But that's... From, like, the frat guy thing or whatever, and doing it, but my thing is that, like a couple years ago with Nike...
Dylan people, just signed with Nike.
I know that. But, like, people
yeah,
that
know,
drink
isn't that crazy?
Well, that's actually good marketing by Nike. Jump on it while it's hot.
Like, I work... With liquor stores, so every guy that drinks like Bud Light, like Talls, came in and was like, I said I wasn't gonna do this, and like is still buying it. So the thing is like at the end of the day, when the smoke clears, are they gonna get like more sales from a different demographic?
That's what I think that is. I think
because people who drink Bud Light, dude, are gonna drink fucking Bud Light. They might
exactly.
get off it for like a week or so, yeah, or whatever, yeah. and then they'll be like, ah, just like people like. I'm not going to watch the NFL if people are taking a knee.
Well, because yeah. at the end of the day, it's not just Bud Light. It's the whole... You
yeah, it's
know
a whole
I mean?
Bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of fucking beers that go along with it. It's, you know, all Anheuser-Busch products,
I
right?
think that Bud Light's got, like the one, though, that they're putting it on. I don't think it's on any of the others.
Like
I don't think. I could be wrong.
Yeah. No, I think you are right. But I think it was just a weird move because that is, in my opinion, is a lot smaller of a demographic. That you're targeting towards now. Like
I don't
the,
know.
The whole, like, the... is like, transgender people are less than 2% of, like, the population. So it's like, what are you really trying to accomplish there? And also, like, the Dylan Mulvaney thing, like, it's kind of bizarre to me because it's, like, it's a transgender that acts like they're a teenage girl.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know who
videos?
That person is.
Have you
I
seen videos of Dylan Mulvaney?
I never even knew who that was until this.
Yeah, no, I only saw, like... I knew about Dylan Mulvaney maybe a few months ago, and the videos that I saw were just weird and bizarre. Like, I'm doing girl things, like hop backwards on a bed and flutter their feet and doing like jumping jacks out of nowhere. And it's like, okay, that's just strange and bizarre behavior.
You don't do that with your friends.
Well, what I'm saying is, how many grown women do you know that act like that? Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they're trying to act like a stereotypical young girl, but now you're beer. It's fucking beer. You know what I mean? It's just a weird... target. I don't get the move, really. I think it's like a smaller demographic. So in my opinion, I could be wrong. I could be way to fuck off, but I think their sales are probably going to plummet.
So my brother's a Bud Light salesman in North Carolina.
Yeah.
He's like, they were like kind of hemorrhaging a little bit, but they like just leveled off and have been doing good because
I think
of this,
we all like- have or should have one person at least that makes us.
Not the video I was going for. I'm just looking at like our video, his videos, whatever. Oh, it's a girl now.
There's a lot. Right? There's a lot of
I think.
Videos.
Oh,
well,
I think
pretty
she's a girl
sure
now.
They still have the male equipment. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
I could be wrong. I didn't do enough research on Dylan Mulvaney, but I'm pretty sure.
So I guess
still
Dylan
got-
Mulvaney, it was the reason that they got her as the sponsorship because it was her first year, 365 days as a woman.
Yeah, I know. And
celebrating
it's like,
it.
I just think it's kind of a slap in the face to actual women, you know, the whole fucking thing. Like, even with the Nike shit, you know what I mean? You're going to have a biological man be, like, the woman's face of, like, Nike now. I'm like, that's kind of fucked.
Well, I mean, let's
you know,
be serious.
There's so many great female athletes out there. Mm. That's who you choose, you know?
Nike like, had a transgender person and just cut ties with them, Kyrie Irving.
That's fucking perfect.
But my brother did say Michelob Ultra's sales are way up right now. Way up. Which is like coinciding with them. But I get it, man. There's just like that shit that flashes in the pan. I think in different places you'll see more like my brother's down south, so you'll see more people like, but like people don't follow, like I said, Bud Light, like single beer cans and shit. Like people still go in and fucking buy them because they don't know. It's like a guy in a fucking wife beater in the liquor store. Literally seen it. He's like, hey man, you hear about Bud Light? They're going to do a ta-da can. Oh, like, what are you talking about?
I will say this. Talk about genius marketing by Bud Light. They got some transgender I've never heard of. I don't know if you ever guys ever heard of her before that. Very few people I asked did. And now they got a whole bunch of free advertising because every fucking person is talking about it. How much could they have really paid her?
Who the fuck knows?
Right? I would imagine it can't be much for a company that big. It might be a lot for our money, but for them, it can't be much.
Like, I'm not going to lie. I know, like...
And I'm telling you right now, I got a conspiracy theory. You'll like this one. Oh. They paid Kid Rock, too, to do that fucking thing, to shoot the Bud Lights.
You think so?
Yes, maybe. Absolutely. To get both sides talking. Of course they did.
I think Kid Rock is just off his rocker, and I like Kid Rock, though.
Oh, I do, too. That's my conspiracy theory.
I'm a big Kid Rock fan. I just think, I thought he was just genuinely pissed, and a lot of people are bringing up, like, the old picture with him and the drag queen from years ago. And, like, he was cool with drag queens in, and look at him now, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I think it's, like, different now, because now
who is that,
like,
his wife, Jenny McCarthy?
Oh, shit.
He kind of looks like a tramp.
So here's a funny fact, though. They're like, oh, Bud Light lost $4 billion. They're worth $132 billion, so $4 billion.
Not for nothing,
shit.
But how would you calculate they lost $4 billion in one day anyway?
That's true.
How would you do that? How would you calculate that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just seeing what they like.
Who the fuck knows? You know, math was never my fucking best subject.
That's a write-off. It's a write-off.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
This is a big business move.
Not for nothing, like, I mean, I feel like I'm really close with the gay community. But, like, have you ever seen your gay friend be like, oh, dude, I'm going to stop off at the store, grab a six-pack of Bud Light? No.
Not yet.
No.
Now you will.
Like, never. No, like, honestly, going to get, like, fucking gin.
Yeah, no, I've never seen him. One of my best friends is gay. I've never seen him drink a Bud Light in my fucking life. He's a hard liquor person.
Very hard.
He doesn't even drink fucking beer. Really, but no, I've never really seen, like, you know, the gay people that I know. I'm not Bud Light drinkers. That's why it was weird to me. I'm like, that is a weird, like, if they were trying to target, like, something different, it would have made sense. But Bud Light, I was like, really? That's just
Nike. I can see before Bud Light.
Oh, well, Nike, yeah, like, yeah, I could see that. But Bud Light was just a surprise to me.
I mean, for years, I thought Nike should be making basketball shorts. You have a little pocket to put your dick in anyway.
Yeah. So there you go.
Chuck, you might be on to something.
I think the whole thing is, like, just people, like, fucking gonna shout out, like, what they think. Like, dude, the people who are drinking Bud Light who are mad at this.
I'm drinking one right now, and I'm loving it.
They're gonna go away from drinking Bud Light. Because anybody you know, like, your buddies grow up, right? So they might be into IPAs or something like that. But if you know somebody who drinks Miller Lite, they always drink Miller Lite. If you know Bud Light people, they always drink Bud Light. If they drink Budweiser, they always drink Budweiser. Like, they might go for, like, 2 weeks going, oh, I'm going to drink Coors. Yeah. But they're going to go back to Bud Light, dude.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
I do Coronas in the summer, Bud Light the rest of the year.
The NFL people, like, I'm not going to watch the NFL because the people are taking a knee.
Yeah.
Corona's a product as well of theirs.
Yeah, I think, yeah. There's a whole bunch.
Yeah, there is a whole bunch. It's like fucking
hey, I'm down. I'm down with the gays then.
Probably. Oh, at the end of the day, like, I could give, like, two fucks at the end of the day about, like, any of that shit.
It's not my business. If that's how you want to run your business, go for it. It's your business. Yeah, that's what I think's crazy. Like, all these people that are like, yeah, America, freedom. Well, now these people are doing what the fuck they want. You tell them to go fuck themselves.
To each his own. If you want to be offended and not drink Bud Light because of it, fine. Fucking don't drink it. You want to fucking drink it more because of it, drink it more. Like, whatever fucking floats your boat at the end of the day. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
If it fucking makes you happy, if you want to fucking, like, just fucking boycott them, fucking go ahead. Fine, boycott them.
Yeah.
Be fucking pissed about it. The only thing that, like, I feel like is, like, a lot of the shit is getting shoved down your throat with the transgender shit.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. It is getting to be a bit much, you know. And I know, like, a lot of females that are fucking pissed about the shit, too. Because, like, at the end of the day, it is affecting their sports. It is affecting, like, you're seeing still Woman of the Year awards get handed out to fucking biological men. It's just, I think it's just kind of an insult, and it's kind of strange.
I mean, you get mad if they were like, hey, Bud Light, the official beer of Epstein Island.
No, but, like, I don't know any girl that drinks fucking Bud Lights. Like, so it's like, at the end of the day, it's just, the whole thing.
Yeah, they did, in high school when I brought them.
Yeah.
Most of the girls, well, yeah, you were drinking better than me in high school because we were drinking Natty Ices, Keystones, and fucking Miller High Lifes.
Hey, I still love me a High Life. I still love a High Life.
Champagne a beer.
Yeah, I love High Life.
Champagne a beer. I fucked
They better not take our High Lifes.
Yeah. Oh, Natty Ices. That's another fucking product of theirs. Yeah. But
they should have brought back Zima for this whole marketing campaign.
Zima. Remember You're when they came back? Something. Hey, that would have made sense. That would have made more sense.
Did you see like the meme? It was like a guy drinking a Budweiser, and he's like, "Oh, he's like now how I drink a Budweiser." It was like the whole long neck was down his throat.
No.
There's been a lot of funny memes. I saw a funny one. Have been hysterical.
I saw one. It was like one of the shorts, and it was like two dudes. He's like, "We ain't drinking no more Bud Lights," this and that. And then he looks over at his bed, his boyfriend. He gives him a kiss on the lips. He's like, "Was that good?" I was like, "That's hysterical." They're like these two big burly dudes. It was so funny.
Yeah, there's been a lot of fucking funny ones.
But the people like that own liquor stores are like, "Come pick up all the Bud Light out of my store."
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
No, that's legit happened. I've saw like ones where people were like putting cases of Bud Light and like running them over and like fucking farming equipment and shit. Like yeah.
Just wasting Bud Light.
Yeah, like people like
it's good money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting to say the least. It just surprised the shit out of me. I wasn't expecting it. Like it just made no fucking sense to make that your marketing push.
You call it guerrilla marketing.
I'm sure they must have had some kind. They have an insight on what they sell and everything. They have to.
But
so,
what I think it is, I think it was the person that took that position, the marketing position, and went with what they wanted to do. Like it happens all the time. Like even with like Doherty's, we hired somebody to be like a fucking branch manager that didn't know shit about what he was doing, and he brought us in the wrong direction. Sometimes all it takes is hiring the wrong person to bring you in the wrong direction. And I feel like that could have been what it was. I feel like they might have just hired the wrong fucking person and they were the ones that fucking, Dylan Mulvaney, perfect. You know, might have fucking.
Or like I'm saying.
Made a crucial mistake, but
maybe
who knows?
They, or maybe they know. Maybe they know something we don't.
Yeah, it could work out. Who knows? Or it could work fucking terribly.
Either way, not my fucking problem. I'm still drinking Platinums and Coronas and fucking.
Yeah, that's not my problem. I don't even. You know, I don't really drink fucking too
it's
many
like
beers anymore.
It's like hired a white guy to push this shit. He's like, "Hey, dudes, it's not just for black people now."
Yeah. But you like get what I'm like? It's a biological man that identifies as a woman, and they act like a teenage girl, and now they're the face of Bud Light.
That's a little weird. I didn't know all that. I didn't know.
Yeah, like go back and watch a bunch of videos. Like they act like a teenage girl.
So
like,
when I was just trying to get one to open, it was like I don't know the shorts for some reason. This old piece of shit computer. They're not playing right.
Let me see if I can pull one up to at least show.
Well, just
you.
Looking at I'm just looking at just like the thumbnails, and it's like her dressed in like princess outfits and shit. Like you said, like
yes,
a little. Yes,
that's
kid.
What I mean. Yeah, like and acting like a child. So
little,
a
lot of the princess a bit.
So that's what I mean why I understand why like certain parents and people are like pissed. They're like, "Yo, this is like somebody who's like trying to target like children and now they're the face of a beer company." Because a lot of people feel like that they like Dylan Mulvaney was trying to target children and fucking minors to begin with and found Dylan Mulvaney creepy and now that person's the fucking face of Bud Light. So it's bizarre to me. Like talking about like fuck one of the videos talking about like boy crushes and shit. Like fucking as they're like sitting on a bed like this. It's
that's
fucking,
what well that's what I've seen a lot of like that's what
that's
I'm looking
at.
That's
a new seltzer they're coming out with boy crush.
Ew, what's it taste like?
But like these people in marketing that get fucked up. Like I actually was gonna bring up today. Like after all this shit, like HBO Max got with their company and they're changing it to just Max.
Just Max?
Yeah, like why?
Just Max or wait no just called, Max or just
no,
M-A-X?
Max. All right. It's like and the subtitle is. The place where HBO lives. Why?
What the fuck?
You had people like in a fucking room talking about this? I don't understand that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, a lot of it don't. I feel like a lot of companies are just botching shit. They're misjudging scenarios and just doing shit that's unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't understand any of it.
Which I guess you got to take like all these swings. I'm sure like we didn't grow up, but they probably had marketing schemes that didn't work out. Like,
oh yeah, there's always been marketing
like
schemes that have fucked up.
No, NASCAR worked out very good.
Yeah, no, they're not doing NASCAR.
Like Playboy, Playgirl.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about any of it anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's confusing. It's a lot to take in at this point. I'm just kind of going with the flow, and I'm living my life, and that's about it.
I'm drinking Platinums. Let someone say something to me. I'll fucking fight him and say it was a hate crime.
Oh, shit.
What do you think of that?
That's horrible. They, like, didn't even know Platinums were out. They thought they were for, like, gay people. They're like, oh, dude, you've been drinking these the whole time. You're so progressive.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm cool. I'm cool. I'm hip.
Moving on.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, we spent quite a bit of time on Dylan Mulvaney.
Biggest news of the week.
WWE sells the UFC.
Buys the UFC. Yeah. Buys WWE. No, yeah, UFC, yeah, that's, yeah, that's
UFC what buys. UFC buys.
So it's the company WWE. That owns the UFC. It's called. Yeah.
I forget what it's called.
But yeah, I guess they own a bunch of stuff. I don't think it's just the UFC though.
Yeah, but like
it's like a $10 billion deal.
Yeah, crazy because they could have sold it to like the Saudis for like crazy money. Also, the day after they had like kind of a mediocre WrestleMania, I felt.
Yeah, Nick T said it sucked. He said both days were trash.
Well, I haven't watched WrestleMania in years.
It was good last year.
Was it?
We watch it. I mean, I'm not a wrestling guy, but I usually watch WrestleMania.
Yeah, I'll watch two like nights, that.
But I have Peacock, so it's free. It's not like I'm paying for it. But the second night, Shane McMahon like jumped in the ring and like fucking tore like his leg or something.
People were saying if it was real or not. But from what I saw, it looked pretty fucking real to me.
So then Snoop Dogg jumped in.
Oh, shit, I saw
like
that.
The people's elbow, but he's like... Snoop Dogg's like 60, bro.
Yeah, he didn't look good out there.
It looked horrible. Like, but I think he kind of like
the Miz sold it. The Miz sold it pretty good.
Tried to save the show, you know what I mean? A little bit. But
if he wasn't supposed to be there, just jumping in, doing that off the fucking like off the top, good fucking job because it wasn't that terrible. The Miz sold it. If so, the Miz saved him.
I'm good, bro. Not feeling too well.
But I mean, they've been like talking about this deal for years, but not with the UFC, which is like weird and not weird because it's like. These are two different worlds like combined, like a fake.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're athletes, the guy that do WWE. Like,
oh, they gotta be.
Absolutely.
Like, they're still getting fucking
like as much as
shit.
People say it's fake and shit. These
the fighting part is fake.
Their bodies break the fuck down. They get hurt. Like,
the fighting is clearly fake, but the actual athletic shit part of it is not easy.
No, it's not.
How do you fake hitting each other with a chair?
Jumping off the ropes on the people's bodies and through tables and shit. Like,
yeah. They're hitting each other. Like, that.
I just watched the show. It was, I think it was The Rock and Ken Shamrock. And Ken Shamrock, like, exactly what I'm talking about. UFC guy went to WWE. But he's like, dude, hit me in the head with the chair. And he's like, are you sure?
I saw
this. Like, dude, and he straight up fucking smoked him in the head with the chair. Like, real. So some people, and obviously like, the UFC people, like, have taken pain for a show. Whether or not, I mean, they meant to because it's a move and it's actually a fight. But, like, they're still taking pain for a show. Sometimes they're even throwing out more of a show to do, like, their style. Who was it? Not Anderson Silva, was it? That used to crawl towards, like, his opponent and shit. Like, some people do, like, Sale Chenin or whatever. He was,
Sale Sonnen?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I messed up the name. But he was, like,
Chenin Sale?
Like, the first, like, before Conor McGregor, he was, like, the first, like, WWE-type guy. Like, he wasn't that skilled. He was skilled. But he'd talk shit to people and be like, what do you say? Sutton, you suck. Like,
he used to talk a lot of shit. He was a big mouth. He was an entertainer. Like, people loved the build up to his fights because of all the shit that was going to be talked.
The only thing difference I watch is Conor McGregor. They said, like, no matter the shit that he talked, like, if they went in the room and told him, hey, this fight got canceled, you're fighting this guy, he'd be like, I don't really give a fuck who I'm fighting. I'm fighting, like, who I'm fighting. Like, he's like a fighter's fighter, which is really cool. But I also watched a video talking about, like, UFC, WWE changing. So ESPN, like, the head of ESPN hated UFC, like, fucking hated it. I forget the guy's name. Hated it. Told him they'd never have a deal there, like, ever. So the UFC's, like, deal was coming up at Fox. And the guy from ESPN, his coke dealer was going to rat him out to the news. So he had to step down. And they fucking signed to ESPN the next day. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, huh?
Like a dude as high as like the head of ESPN.
It's like,
isn't
dude,
that crazy?
Like,
and it was Dana White telling the story.
No shit.
Yeah. So, I mean,
cocaine's one hell of a drug.
UFC has gained their legitimacy from being like not. I mean, they were always legit, but
well, back in
not
the day,
in the eyes of sports.
Back,
I mean?
Yeah, it was kind of like a sideshow attraction back when it first started.
Originally, when it first did, they didn't have weight classes. It was like a free
throw. It was kind of dope, though. Like going back and looking at it, like, but no one ever thought it was going to be what it is.
Yeah,
today.
Nobody ever thought it was going to blow up to be what it is, and now it's like blown up so much where, like, it's honestly more popular than boxing now.
Absolutely.
Like boxing, there's more money in boxing, but UFC is. You know, like the popularity, like people fucking love it. And I get why they love it. You know, like you got, for instance, there's a belt per weight class. The best fights the best. They have to fight the best.
I do like that. That's that should be in boxing.
That
as
should
well.
Be in boxing, and it used to be back in the day, but now boxers can duck and dodge each other their whole
career. It's all
career.
About money, like you just said.
It's all about the money. Now people in boxing don't want to lose their fucking O. Plenty of guys that are undefeated that won't fight each other that are in the same weight class.
So
classes.
Whack.
But yeah. I feel like
there's about a million belts per weight class now in boxing.
Boxing's like spread over too many like conglomerates where like UFC's like
you're 100% right.
Pay-per-view, whatever they do on like regular TV, but it all like goes together. Like you don't know as a regular person, like I don't know in UFC either. But if I was a UFC fan, it's not hard to tell like who's in what weight class, who's coming up to fight who. Yeah. In boxing, you don't know who the fucking guys are. Like you have no clue who, like maybe you do, Don.
Yeah, yeah, but
like,
that's
you don't
only
know
because-
who's the first contender or the set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't know who the guys are coming
no,
up.
No, even the average boxing fan doesn't know a lot of the contenders and shit like that. And the reason why is because, like you said, it's spread out. You got like fucking DAZN, you got Showtime, you got HBO, you got all these different networks and all these different promoters for each one. And it's like a nightmare, them trying to work together to make deals. Like this one wants 75%. That one wants it to be 50. And because of that, a lot of these big fights never fucking happen. Like years ago,
UFC keeps all the money in-house.
Yep, keeps all the money in-house. And unfortunately, the guys get way underpaid in the UFC. Like some of their best fighters are only making like $500,000 a fight, where you got people like Canelo that'll make $20 million a fight.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But there's also been a lot of people in like UFC that talk shit that those guys really don't make that money in boxing.
No,
as
they do.
They say.
Oh, they do.
Like,
yeah.
What's his face? I mean,
but it's only,
I know what's
it's only
face the- is an asshole, but I've seen, like, what's the name?
Who?
Who?
What was the name I just said earlier, the UFC guy?
Chael Sonnen?
Yeah.
Sale Chunin.
Yeah, he's like, there's no way that Mayweather actually makes the amount of money that they say he does, like, every single fight. Some of it's, like, bigged up to be, like, you know what I mean? Like, hyped up because they only have that one fight.
Yeah, I disagree.
For like 4 or 5 years sometimes. I mean, unless you're the new guy's Fury and.
But see, I disagree with that. People are always going to tune into Mayweather.
All the guys.
Most people are going to tune into Mayweather fights because they want to see him lose.
Yeah,
so it's like
he's fought like a bunch of times over the past few months or the past year.
Oh, those are all. Those are exhibitions. Those aren't like.
Yeah, but he looks like a bum ass, like crackhead motherfucker. Like he's just trying to get cash.
Well, yeah, he's just like fucking off pretty much, just making quick money grabs is what he's doing. And a lot of it has to do with just me and like a lot of like pro athletes are fucking stupid with their money, man. We've seen athletes like fucking make $50 million and file for bankruptcy twice. It's like, how do you do that? How do you make that much money? Fucking Mike Tyson made over $100 million, file for bankruptcy. Like it happens
now.
All the time. Look at Evander Holyfield. He had like a fucking 200-room mansion. He ended up fucking losing it, filing for bankruptcy. Like, it happened much with these pro athletes.
In the 90s, it wasn't like wealth management. Like, I feel like now it's like everybody's like, how do you manage your wealth? Like, it's in apparent of like everybody talks about it on TikTok, like the polls.
It's talked about
it's
a
like,
lot more now.
Who manages their money the best almost? In the 90s, it was like,
but it's
who's
also a lot of the
stealing
people,
the most.
Like, it's a lot of the people that manage their money that steal their money, that like end up fucking them.
But now it's like a part of the game for you to manage your own money or to like be involved in it. In the 90s, these managers were taking advantage of every single person that was like there, pretty much. I mean, right?
Yeah. Like fucking Don King ruined fucking boxing, ruined Mike Tyson. So yeah, like certain managers and promoters definitely have fucking hurt the sports and have hurt the athletes, you know, lining their own pockets. At the end of the day, a lot of these people only give a fuck about themselves.
Then on the same aspect, you have football players that are getting guaranteed contracts for...
Well, this is what I mean. That's why there's money. There's money, yeah.
OBJ, $18 million.
That was fucking ridiculous. The guy came off of 2 ACL injuries, played 9 games in the last 2 seasons.
No, that is dangling in front of fucking Lamar Jackson. Stay here.
Yeah, I agree. But I think
was
like...
is that enticing to him?
No,
like, this guy's broken.
No, the guy's fucking, like, he just came off of another fucking tier, you know? That's who you're going to fucking sign for that much money? That's a lot of money for fucking a guy that has had that many injuries and has only played a fucking 9 games in 2 years.
And, like the same... I feel like some other sports, like, or in football, like, linemen and stuff are more beefy. Like, they can come back from an injury. a wide receiver, skinny legs, like long, like just trying to like.
Where you're sprinting downfield and you're making hard cuts and fucking.
Dude, I never knew till an injury like my ankle, dude. Like if I obviously went to fucking physical therapy, if I was like, oh, I want to skate again. Like I go to physical therapy, build it back up. But like regular life, like it's hard to build that muscle back up. So if those guys aren't totally committed.
Yeah.
But you have a guy like Ezekiel Elliott, not signed by anybody yet, released by the Cowboys, made enough money, still going to get paid by the Cowboys for how many years?
Yeah.
Made his money for his whole entire life.
That was a wise move on the Cowboys' part. You know what I mean? Pollard's that guy.
Yeah. But Pollard snapped his fucking leg in the playoffs.
Yeah. That's true.
So what do you do? Like, the times are changing, or maybe they're not. As far as
running backs have always had a short shelf life.
You know what I mean?
Running backs have always had a short shelf life. That's why like guys like Emmitt Smith and Frank Gore are like freaks of nature that they lasted as long as they did. Because like, I think they say like the average shelf life for a running back is like 6 years.
But they still fucking pay him. They pay him, which is crazy.
They pay him a boatload of fucking money.
Look what they do. They do a lot of work.
They do, for sure, because it's not just running, it's blocking.
No, exactly, they do a lot.
Actually, receiving out of the backfield. If you can't fucking catch a ball out of the backfield, your chances of being a premier running back are a lot slower.
And if you can't block, it is too.
Dude, like, I'm a football fan, real. But never really, maybe a couple, like, choice of somebody for the Cowboys I watched, like, from beginning to end. Like, Emmitt Smith, that was, like, before my time, kind of, like, I did see it, but I didn't know the progression in football. Like, I seen Zeke come into now. Yeah. Like, dude, that dude, like, doesn't have it anymore. Like, he does. Like, he runs. He used to be, bam, bust through the whole fucking line, stomach hanging out, feed me. Now he hits the line. he goes down like he just smoked a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault. He's not.
He's old.
He's got in great shape this year. He's not even old. He's like fucking 30.
For a running back, he is.
For a running back,
but they ran him out of miles. Then you have a freaking HL like Corey Dillon for the fucking Patriots. He was dead after the Bengals. Came there. The Patriots are like hoping on that again. They signed those couple little receivers that are like young guys, but not old guys, and hoping
the Patriots are good at like getting guys that have already played a lot of years and it end up working out. Hey, what's going on? But no, the Patriots have like historically, they've always done that. They've grabbed somebody that nobody else wanted to grab, or they thought their career was over, and then they kind of revived them. So with like Corey Dillon, a lot of people thought his career was over after he left the Bengals. He went to New England, and he had a couple of the best years of his career in Patriots jerseys.
Hell yeah, he did.
He played some fucking phenomenal football. He was probably the best running back New England has had in the past fucking 20 years. Or Brewski
having a fucking stroke. Years. They could have let him go. Brewski came back after that.
That's crazy, too. That's actually insane.
What's crazy? The Cowboys just fucking released. The Cowboys, I mean, they didn't have star wide receivers. But they just signed the two receivers the Patriots let go 2 years ago. Well, the corner, Stephon Gilmore.
But they signed Cooks, right?
And Cooks.
No, you know what? No bullshit.
You think?
Cooks.
You think?
Cooks is a great fucking signing.
Now I'm listening to Donnie for Hope. I'm like, please.
No.
I'm not arguing.
Like, dude,
I'm
fucking jealous. I wanted Cooks back.
Well,
he's the most slept on fucking wide receiver
in the
league,
bro. They got the end of the
year from
the Colts.
T.Y. Hilton from the Colts.
Yeah. So maybe, who knows? Like, one last go. Look at the fucking, not
Brandon Cooks has got years.
The Bruins, dude. The Bruins.
Oh, they're killing it.
Dude, they just beat the record for the most wins in a year.
64, right? Or 64, right?
Tomorrow's their last game.
63 was the tie.
63. Pastrnak got 60 goals this year. They have three guys that are, like, kind of on the last tier, but are still good. This is like, they have two of the best goalies. They have two of the best goalies in the league.
That's
one
crazy.
Scored a goal this year.
Holy shit.
It's like make a break for them. But it's like, and then what do you do? You know what I mean? But the only thing with hockey is fucked up. You get like, they have a couple rental guys. Like this kid, Tyler Bertuzzi, his father was like a banger for the Rangers. He's on the line with Pastrnak, nasty. But he's a rental for a year. Like they signed him halfway through the year. For the rest of his contract.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's weird. Like,
is that like a hockey term?
Hockey, they can trade contracts.
Is that a hockey term? I've never heard that. A rental. I've never heard that.
Yeah, rental.
I've never heard
that. That's a hockey term, like specifically? Yeah. All right, because I'm going to be honest with you. I've never like been a big hockey guy.
Well, actually, in football, what's-his-face kind of was McCaffrey at the end of this year. He went to 49ers. They like took over his contract. But that's a trade kind of.
That's a trade.
It is a trade in hockey too, but it's only for the year because you don't. you're not taking on the full contract. You're only taking on to the end.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But also in hockey, dude, they have guys they'll trade. Like, you won't even know about them. Like, maybe it happens in football. Maybe I don't know. But they're like, oh, they traded Zeke Elliott's contract like 4 years later. They still owed him money. They like traded it to another team to get cap. Like, very weird. Very, very.
That is strange.
Tricky Bud Light transgender.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. And the camel.
Oh, all right. God.
Moving on.
You been watching The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
And?
So I didn't watch last night's episode.
I started it this morning. I only watched half of it.
So I heard it's very good, but I felt like it lost a little steam.
It did. It took out a couple filler episodes.
I do like, spoiler alert for anybody, she's the Mandalorian now, pretty much.
Now she is, yeah.
Yeah, like they'll finish.
Because she has the Darksaber now. But will she keep
it? Yeah, but they'll like finish off. So they just announced at Star Wars Celebration this week, they're going to do a Mandalorian movie to wrap up like a bunch of the TV shows.
Hmm.
They'll probably wrap up like Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Mandalorian.
Well, I could see why.
And Ahsoka. I think the other one's separate, though, which is the best fucking thing they made on TV.
Not Rogue One, but like the one that was...
yeah, the guy from Rogue One.
Andor.
Yeah, Andor. That's the best show they got.
So, there's so many planets.
It's rated, it's like rated... It's fucking...
Yeah, you've been preaching it.
It's dope.
You've been preaching about it.
You gotta watch it.
I still have. I tried to watch
Mando's
it. Mando's
dope, but it's like kind of lost its like a little bit of steam.
It's a lot of filler now.
Yeah, a lot of... Still cool shit, though.
Yeah.
The chick like that. So, are you caught up besides that? Chick that was like...
I started watching today's episode. I watched like half of it, and it's something good that's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah.
But like the Empire... But I didn't like the cameos last episode. Lizzo and fucking Jack Black. Jack Black, okay. Lizzo?
Christopher Lloyd?
That was good.
That was cool.
That was good.
I didn't even know that was Lizzo. That's how much I know. That's how out of loop I am.
She's an actor. She's horrible.
The fat lady.
Yeah, horrible.
The fat lady.
Well, Lizzo, right? Lizzo's the one that's always saying she's proud to be fat, right?
Yeah,
that is.
I'm not dissing her.
No, you're not. No, you're calling it what it is.
She's not a Mick Ultra kid.
Yeah, she wants to be called fat. I'm calling her fat, right?
I actually think she's a good artist, like singing and shit. She's good.
Nah,
and let's
know.
Be serious.
Fat white kid.
Back in the day.
I'm not going to deny. Like, she's got a good voice, but I don't know. Like.
But I feel like it's been falling off a little bit. They announced like new Star Wars shit.
What they announced?
So there's a show coming out already. It's about, I might have it mixed up. I don't want to be a fucking asshole. But
yeah, who
like,
cares?
Jude Law's in it.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it's called like Acolytes, I think.
Well, I forgot about
Jude Law. And I think
Jude
it's
Law.
About like.
Forgot about the laws.
Yeah.
Good I actor. Think it's about like from a bad guy's perspective. There's a couple shows coming out. But that's one, Jude Law and...
Skeleton Crew.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah, Skeleton Crew.
Yeah.
There's another one, Acolytes, coming out too, another TV show. But they announced they're doing, which is kind of, they're doing a Rey movie.
Why?
I don't know why. I think it's because they're worried about money and they know the three Star Wars that
Disney's
came out before,
worried about money. Really?
I know. I don't know. But... Crazy.
Bud Light's not. They're definitely
the only
not.
Thing that gives me... hoping it.
Hello, what is that?
Oh, that's empty.
You give me the empties, you fucking asshole.
the person who's writing it is Stephen DeKnight. He wrote all of Peaky Blinders, which I know you didn't watch, but it's fucking amazing. So I'm hoping that, but I think that Star Wars got to come out with their dicks out. They got to do it.
Literal?
No, I think they just got to like put it, like they got to.
A literal
more,
dick out.
Nothing surprises me anymore.
They gotta do more.
If it happens,
they
it
do
happens.
More for the older crowd. Do rated R. Do like.
I think
see like a fucking.
They need to do like a Sith rated R movie.
We gotta see some Star Wars or Revenge.
I believe they had that on Cinemax back then.
Yeah.
Not my planet, not my problem.
I'd look it up, but this computer's already too slow.
Revenge of the Brown Eye, the fucking all anal final chapter, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The Rings of Saturn.
Ew.
Oh, boy.
Ew. Like the Fists of Fury, different movie.
Mia Khalifa plays.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, I felt like the season's kind of falling off. But I heard this last season, episode takes.
So there's one more episode. This one, it's. Don't I tell you anything? I don't really know what happens at the end yet. So it's just they're going to war. But they already knew that you already were getting that from the episode before. But like they're like they mounted up. They're ready.
And they found what's his face, right?
He's in this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a big spoiler.
Gus Fring.
Yeah, he's in. He's ready.
I mean, between that and Marvel, I feel like I get scared that they're falling off, but then they like hit you with a money one. You know what I mean?
Did you see the Ant-Man? Oh, that shot was disgusting.
No, I did not see that. But I heard what's crazy. He's up for fucking like an assault charge. Jonathan Majors.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
No, not Paul
I
Rudd.
I saw that.
Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd beat somebody up.
America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Actually, I was watching.
Who? Jonathan Majors?
Donnie, you watch Flagrant, the podcast with Schultz?
No, believe no. I haven't.
So I didn't really know he boxed like his whole life.
Wait, Schultz did?
Yeah, and
oh
Schultz.
No shit. That's
so
he's
saying to Charlemagne the God, he's like, he goes, "Do you watch that movie?" Charlemagne saying, "You watch that movie? You see Jonathan Majors and Michael B. Jordan? You think you could beat them in a fight?" He goes, Charlemagne's going, "They box in that movie like they're boxing."
Yeah,
and Andrew, he's like, "Nah, fuck that." He's like, "I'll knock fucking Michael B. Jordan the fuck out."
Jonathan Majors says, and I quote, "My temperament's my temperament." That's his defense. I'm beating up somebody, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm not reading the article. That's just a quote. His first quote that comes up. Yeah. I don't really care about him.
They don't put that on a book.
You see Willie McGinnis beat the fuck out of a dude in a nightclub, and his boys? Yeah. What the fuck?
Too much Guinness.
He's still jacked up, though. You see him on TV? Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all graded up. Now they can legally do it.
All natural hair, not like all the other guys on the on the panel. All fake hair. I want it. Hims.
No, don't use that. Your dick won't work.
Man, Chuck, you are rocking the look, though.
It already does.
Fucking just keep going with the look. It works for you.
No, it's great for me.
8 years in prison, Willie McGinnis is facing. Up to.
Fucking wild.
Bob Kraft to get him off.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll walk up to the judge and just drop the ring. Where's the trial? Brock the Mass. He's out.
Hold on. This is a big article. Hold on, give me a second.
That whole fucking situation was crazy. They fucked that dude up in that club.
That was in December that happened.
Yeah, there's a video.
December 9th.
There's a video.
West Hollywood.
It was right after Dana White slapped his wife.
I didn't see it. I probably saw it like in January, maybe a little later than that, but I didn't see it right when it happened. So the video might have just took a little while to come out.
It says, this is his statement. "First and foremost, I want to offer my deepest apology for my lapse in judgment," right there, bad thing to say.
Yep.
"And behavior on December 9th at a restaurant in West Hollywood. I am disappointed in myself, as I know this is an isolated incident, and is not reflective of my faith, role as a father, life's body of work, or the role model I've worked so hard to become. It is personally devastating that decades of community service, youth engagement, mentoring and professional development would happen.
He put his dick on the table.
Would become an afterthought in a single moment that should have never happened."
I heard it was a dispute over college football.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
don't fucking fight with an NFL player about college football.
He's like, if I could offer you pictures of me with Down syndrome
kids. You fight with him. Is he going to get paid now?
Yeah, that's true. I'll take the beating.
Right?
Go ahead. He's like, I'll go right down. Like, if Willie McGinnis is swinging on me, I'm going right down.
I'd like to present these pictures of me with Down syndrome children.
Yeah, basically.
Like every base. But you see, did you see the videos of fucking, what the hell's his name?
Skip. He had an NFL.
Skip. Shannon Sharpe.
Dude, Shannon Sharpe and Jay Morant's father on the fucking sidelines of the basketball game. This is months ago.
No,
but Shannon Sharpe straight is a G, bro. He like got up and fucking like grabbed the dude. He's like, you can't take the G out sometimes.
I like Shannon Sharpe.
Yeah, but he's like, I'll slap your face, pretty much.
I'm gonna slap your mouth, your face, your ass, whatever.
I'll slap your face.
This is a good football player.
I'm gonna beat the fuck out of you, Willie McGinnis. His name's Willie McGinnis.
His brother was the fucking real OG, Sterling Sharpe. That dude was a fucking beast.
Yeah.
Green Bay Packers, Brett Favre, Sterling Sharpe, man.
Rondé Barber, I'm out.
Oh, no, Tiki.
Man. Sterling Sharpe was nasty. They only played like 6 seasons, but they were all like fucking amazing. Ended up with a career-ending injury.
I actually think I have a card. That,
like, his brother says it all the time. He's like, my brother was the better fucking player.
I've seen him.
The family reunion. They're like, all right, who can turn over the most like Mack truck tires? They're all like pissed off. They're like, no, rah!
Who can turn over the most Mack truck tires?
Like all the fucking Gronk family. They're like, who can ever move my house with his forearms?
But the Sharpe family, man, they grew up
special. Yeah, that card. Like, I'm special.
The Sharpe family grew up in, like, I remember seeing, like, I don't know if it was a 30 for 30, but it was on ESPN, and they showed, like, Sterling and Shannon went to the house they grew up in.
In the hood.
Like, it was, like, a little hut, bro. Like, I think it was like, in the South, but it was, like, literally, like, a fucking hut.
When it comes to Sterling's, there's only one Sterling in my eyes. It's Sterling White from Precision Barbershop. Remember him?
Oh, bro, that's a name drop. What happened to Sterling White?
He's a rapper now. You want to hear one of his jams?
No.
Yes, you do. Well, that's just too bad.
I feel like he's one of those guys.
He was always a rapper, though, right?
I feel like he's like one of those guys that's like, Eminem's not part of the culture.
Now you say he tries, and then you're like, all right, you're going to listen to it anyway.
Oh, you're going to listen. Boy. Sterling White on Facebook. I'll shout him. I like Sterling, actually.
No, I like him. Always a good dude, and I don't know if I want to hear him rap, but yes, I'm going to hear it anyway.
Yep. I guess this is the wrong face. He's not Sterling White anymore. He's Sterling FPG now.
See, switching up the names. Maybe trying to target a new demographic.
Maybe. I see. If Bud Light can do it.
I know who Sterling is. I ain't saying that shit.
You can say whatever you want about Sterling.
He doesn't even have the internet.
He probably doesn't have the internet. Oh, here we go.
My
mom's name's Shirley, so they call her Sterling now.
It's been over a decade since I've seen him, at least.
Wait. Oh, why can't we hear him? Sterling, why can't I hear you, dude? Oh, it's because it's muted. At the buzzer,
shorty let me fuck, now she wanna be my lover. Levels are good.
I heard like enough. Being smothered, I'm a smooth light brother. Sort of like butter. Do it like no other. Spit a movie when I utter. When I do it, I don't stutter. Got your boo under my cover. She does everything with me. That she tells you she don't wanna. I've heard enough.
He's like a mix of ODB, Tyler the Creator, and Devin the Dude.
No, he's Sterling White. Just Sterling FPG. Actually, I can show you a wicked funny video.
I wish
later.
Somebody would give me that compliment.
No, I'll show you a video later.
He's a mix of Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah. No, you lost me at that.
He's like Ron Strunz.
Ron Strong.
Yeah, and Brittany Garner. And Ahsoka.
I'm sorry, but that's just, Sterling, I don't know. I'll show you a video later of one of his old songs. You'll get a good
laugh. I feel
like
he's going to be on like a Vlad video, Sterling White talks to Vlad.
Oh, he's got a video of him doing an interview. Don't you worry, I got that too. Sterling used to go like this when we'd be cutting hair. He'd go to take the cape off people. You know how like you flip the cape off? He'd go, ole, and he'd pull it off. He used to geek me the fuck out when he would say that.
He was a funny bastard, though.
Yeah, he is. Remember when Marzilli had him by the throat? And that's why Marzilli got fired the original time. Rest in peace. He had Sterling, because Sterling's a little guy. Yeah. He had Sterling by the throat up against the wall. Sterling's like, let me go, dude. He had a fucking mirror in his hand, like he was going to hit him with it. And Marzilli choked him up against the wall, and he got fired.
No shit. That's what happened? I didn't know that. I remember them from the original shop in Connecticut, right next to Casey's Boxing.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's like, then they took all the Bud Lights out of the place.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable.
Oh, too funny.
Next Level Chef.
I haven't seen this week's episode. Or I guess, is it on tonight? It's Wednesdays, right?
Thursdays.
Who got eliminated last week? You tell me. Tell me.
I can't.
Tell me. It's not Stretch.
No.
He's winning.
It was the Italian guy.
He's been gone.
No. It was this week.
Oh, the guy that fucking fuck you fucking the swearing guy?
No, not that guy.
I hate that guy. I can't wait for him to go. Steve?
That guy? No, it's Chris. And
I hate him. It's close enough.
He reminds me of my buddy from South Carolina.
Who?
You
don't even know your buddy? Who's your buddy? Who? Hopefully he doesn't listen to this podcast. The kid from Idaho?
No, not him.
What's
not
his name?
Parker.
I like him. He was cool. I don't know who your buddy is.
He reminds me of him. I'm going to fucking kill it this week, coach.
Yeah, I don't like that kid. He's like...
Preston went home.
The young kid.
Yeah.
I seen that one.
And then fucking the
Who's
Italian
the
guy?
Italian guy?
The firefighter.
Oh, Vinny.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of him. I didn't like his he had the tattoo from fucking... with the guys that shoot all
Veritas.
The guns.
Yeah. Veritas.
Yeah, get out of here.
I seen that.
That's so whack.
Same thing. I see that. I thought that.
That's as whack as fucking Blaze's teeth.
I like Blaze's teeth.
I hate Blaze's teeth. He's like this. He's like, come on, good guys. We're in the picture. Like
Aisha, I feel like you'll see Aisha. She's like married to Chef Stretch. She's like, you looking good, baby?
At the end, she gets on one knee and asks him to marry her at the end of the last episode. I like Chef Stretch.
Dude, Top Chef All-Stars, banger.
You've been telling me that. You've been telling me this for years.
They can't even talk. They're like, That was like the whole episode. The three chefs from Mexico, Spain, Puerto Rico. The guy's like,
yes,
like, all we're doing is pretty much cooking a mole for 30 hours. I didn't even say it right. Mole.
It's mole.
Mole.
You mixed elote in with it.
The other guy's like Matt. He's like, sounds like He's from the what's the Bear Wars movie? What's it? He's like, oh, go back to
Beer Fest.
He's like, I make strussel.
Yeah, he's like, go he's back like, and like, cry.
He's like, I don't know. He's like, I make strussel. They love me.
It was Gam Gam. Gam Gam's not a whore. She was a whore.
She's like, I'm just going to warm up these sausages. Now that she rubs his cocks.
Yeah.
He goes, go back to America with your Azimas and Smirnoff Ices.
Yeah.
That guy's from a lot of movies.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's it. That's all I got. Succession. Nobody watches that. I mean, everybody like in America watches it, but not us. Besides me. You gotta watch it. Last episode, fucking big spoiler, dude. It was kind of crazy. Great show. I feel like a lot of more of American shows are wrapping up in like 3 seasons or 4 seasons before they go like too long. I think that happens a lot in like English TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just wrap it up. Fucking, I know you want to straight along and make the cash. Like, I get it. We got it. Yellow Jackets, dude. Showtime. Dude,
I haven't watched that. The show's
fucked. It's Alive meets Lost. You know, Alive, like the story of the soccer team.
And I know,
so it's this soccer team. They go into the fucking Nationals. They crash their plane, living on an island by themselves.
They eat each other.
Yeah. Not just that. Just like
a bunch of different shit. I heard about the show.
But it has really good actresses in it. It has The Last of Us you watch.
Yeah, I watched most of it.
I heard of the show, and I from what I've heard from everybody, it's pretty
props.
It's pretty fucking good, from my understanding.
Yeah,
I would like to check it out.
It's this woman. She's been in a lot of shows, but she's in The Last of Us. She was very good in that. She's in this. She's like top notch. Looks like an everyday at home mother that will get the kids off the bus. Like,
gotcha.
Very pretty, but like looks like. One of that type of...
Yeah.
But, like, what she does on the island with the kids, they keep going back and forth, but just kind of like
they keep panning back and forth,
Or a... like a Stephen King type of thing.
Yeah.
Coming to age, which I thought from the start, I was like, fuck, I'm going to have trouble, like, remembering who's who. Because I felt like I did that with It. I've done that with other movies. You have to figure out who's the young, who's the old, and, like, patch them up.
Yeah.
But there's one chick from... She was in Natural Born Killers with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, that's a fucking
throwback. She was in a bunch of movies in the 90s.
Oh, John Jody.
But she's in the show. In the show, but like, I can't tell if she really looks this like haggard.
Or her
like plastic surgery looks that haggard. But she's really good in the show. But, like, you remember if you watch TV, like, growing up, she was on a bunch of different shit.
Oh, Juliette Lewis.
Yes. You said it as I saw it. Yeah.
She was one from National Lampoon's fucking
she's
Christmas
in a lot.
Vacation.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's in Due Date. She's in Due Date. He buys the weed off her.
Yes. Oh,
she's actually in a lot.
That's one of my favorite fucking scenes in the movie.
So she's, like, the kind of punk rocker chick, like, totally perfect for her.
No, the mob wrote it.
She's very good.
Yes.
Then they have Christina Ricci. That played Wednesday in like the original Addams Family movies. She plays like a super freaky like investigator, but like it's very fucking gory at points. Like very gory at points.
This is the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to get up for a minute.
But I have to say, I'm not going to admit. Like first season, everybody's like, "Oh my god, flash in a pan, awesome." Second season,
that happens, man. I feel like it's
they're only three episodes in, or four episodes in, new season, but.
So when it ends, is it going to be like Lost? They're like, oh, everybody's dead. Everybody's
I feel like the same dead. Shit happened. No. Did you guys end up watching Manifest at all?
No, but I remember you saying that it started to fall off heavy.
The first season was one of the best seasons of any show I've ever watched. And after that, bro, it went like downhill fucking quick. Just became like fucking beating a dead horse. Fucking everything became predictable. And it was like almost like they like ran out of like fucking shit and rushed it after that. I don't know, man, but it seems to happen very often.
I get pissed
often.
Off when people don't like watch shows all the way through or like just have a Kristen was on the couch, never seen Succession. She's like, it was like, it's the last season. It's like the mid-season finale. She's like, I didn't think the acting was that good. And I was like, you motherfucker.
You're like, I'll show you
I was
acting.
Like so pissed.
Yeah, you got to at least give it a shot.
Have been
you
like,
know?
I'm like, number one. Spoiler alert. The best actor on the show died in the episode. And then
how
like,
was the death?
People,
how was the death?
It was like a very drawn out like
he died good.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't like
it was like Marley and Me. Like he died for fucking the half a whole episode.
Yeah. It was.
Is that a good explanation? Marley and me, saddest
and
thing.
And there was
ever.
Nobody there to
that
say.
That dog dies for an hour and a half.
There's nobody
in that movie.
To say, wow.
And Kristen was like, nah.
Yeah, she's like, ah, nah.
He could.
Don't you hate when you watch a show with somebody and you look over there on their phone?
You're like,
that's the worst.
I'm watching Voice. She's like, this girl has cancer. It's always a story.
Yeah, it is.
Even though I watched the one last night, the girl was deaf.
What?
Now has hair and AIDS voice. Yeah. Now has hair and AIDS banger. But you can like tell she's deaf.
How about remember the deaf transgender woman that was singing Whitney Houston that won like the Voice in Spain? Did I show you that?
It was in Spain. They didn't really have much to.
Did I show
from.
You? Did I show you guys?
Selena
that?
Died years ago.
Did I show? Did you guys hear that? I'll play it during the music later.
She's like bitty bitty bamba.
Have you heard it? Did I show either one of you this?
No, is that the song she sang?
Oh, no, she sings Whitney Houston.
Oh, man.
I swear, you didn't see this? You guys didn't?
I don't know. I don't think I did.
Oh, here it is. Let me play this for you.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
This was on TV. This is real.
Oh my god.
She gets better. Hold on, she gets better.
Sounds like a wolf owl one. Are they a part of the furry community as well? I'm gonna have to ask Maddie if he knows anything about this.
Well, I want to give her flowers. I want to hear the whole song. It's only like another 30 seconds.
Did they vote in the next round?
She won!
Jesse.
I swear on my life.
What else did she sing? What else did she sing?
This is the first thing she's ever sang.
What else?
This is when it gets good.
I'm not sure you're picking on. What was she singing, the whales? I don't know. Give me another song.
That's the only one she sang.
No, please.
She won the whole thing by one song.
Well, I don't know. It's the Spanish version. I don't watch the fucking Spanish version. I don't know how many rounds it is.
Oh my god.
Let's see him.
I can't fuck you. I don't want to hear anymore. Oh Jesus, that was rough.
The first comment. I swear, the more I look around, seeing stuff like this, the more I realize we're just living in a South Park episode.
Yeah.
Thumbs up, bud.
Yeah, it's fucking
sweating.
Accurate.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. You're like, shut it off.
No matter what, I'm offending somebody.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even care. At that point, I don't care.
No, at this point, we can't give a fuck.
Wait, when you're telling someone anymore that they can do something they can't do, you're trying to sing Whitney Houston. Professional singers can't even sing Whitney Houston. I'm sorry.
It's like, it's actually not like that because it's a way bigger stage.
Oh,
it's
I
like
think they know.
Fucking
offend people.
Somebody sucked at hockey and their parents are like, you're so good.
Fuck it. Offend people.
Yeah, I like
it. Fuck it. If it's bad, it's bad. Just let them know it's fucking bad. Simon Cowell back in the day used to rip people to shreds, even if they were halfway decent.
Yeah, for real.
I actually enjoyed that. Now it's like, you know, now he's mellowed down.
He can't even be.
More.
He can't even
he's
be mean anymore. He can't be himself.
Politically correct. Oh, fucking rip them to shreds if they suck. Let them.
Should
know
we
they
get
suck.
Into like actual music now? Or
yeah, sure. I'm
is
down.
That is that it?
I think so.
I think that's about it. We started with transgender. We ended with transgender. We're allies.
That's it.
All right, let's get into
Good
it.
Good Burger
then.
2 coming out.
All right, I'm in for that. I saw that.
Diddy pays Sting $5,000 a day.
I did see that too. For, what the hell's the song?
Oh, yeah! Play the fucking music.
All right, we'll play one of yours first. Mine's all 80s music, I told you. I've been on a big 80s kick lately.
Mine is all OG.
OT the real, don't forget.
Nah!
Don't you ever forget. No.
Yeah! Different over here. It's like a union. 10 trucks out front, that's either us or them. We had to comfort in, but you gotta come for 10. Come on. You
ever been inside the house, they busted in. Scream police, trying to find the guns and drugs you hid. Brody wrapped his whole head, he gone Saudi on him. They charge full price for guns that got bodies on them. We told him, these my corners, you better not be on them. I seen Miz front the soldiers and I copied off them. Can't sleep till I got money I can lay on. AK shells look like crayons. Fuck all my enemies, they mom's houses and couches they lay on. We gon' drive past and get our spray on. I teach y'all game, but keep y'all thanks. Shotty behind the door, hit you with the retard strength. Guns, mass money on us, look like we rob banks. We in the shit, it's clear to see y'all ain't. Door, hit you with the retard strength. Guns, mass money on us, look like
we rob banks. He even hit with the ad lib on top of it.
Shit, it's clear to see y'all ain't. Nah, don't forget.
I love OT though.
When
I want to drive around, like feel like I'm want to sell crack, I listen to OT. I want to shoot somebody, drive, yeah. And Millie's got a new album that came out that's actually fire. Blanco, like 20.
I made it through the wars. I made it through the four. They were sick, like when KD got traded to the Warriors. I put bread on bros' books. I made payments to their lawyers. But sometimes winning makes people hate you to your core. I caught features on the tour, fed my team and rocked out more. Holiday packs to the jail so my peeps can start a store. Boy, I hope that God forgives, cause these bars is what I live. But regardless, if I get hit, this shit all goes to my kids. Gangsters live forever through their legacy. In time, everybody gets what's coming, but they'll never get what's mine. That's how we're designed. Success comes from your grind. There's a reason if we left someone behind. Don't forget.
I feel like that's a, like the one white guy in the room. Every black guy's like, oh shit.
They're like, damn.
And he looks like...
I don't know why this song's on here. I guess it's in my rock mix. It's not 80s. Mighty Mighty Boston's, the impression that I get. Banger.
Boston.
Yeah. No Boston. Shit. Yeah. I wonder if Boston's from Boston.
I had a cameo in the Clueless movie.
This isn't 80s, but this is a banger. I must have clicked it on accident.
Todd Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. Like almost punk rock.
Scott.
No, it's Ska.
This is Ska.
Scar.
Damn, trombone legit. Ska. No doubt. Them. Powerful, so Sublime, kind of. Collapse.
Sublime's almost like hip-hop.
Have you ever had the odds stand up so high? You need a strength most don't possess. Or has it ever come down to do or die? You got to rise above the rest. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and think there before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out. Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I never had to knock on wood. And I'm glad I haven't yet, because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get.
We'll be right back.
never had to. I better knock on wood, cause I'm sure it isn't good.
I can fuck with that song though. You know it's not 80s.
Oh, that is a good song. I haven't heard that in years.
Oh, the next two I got are right out of fucking Vice
City. She
was City.
Swing dancing upstairs. All
right, so here we go. Hit-Boy and the Alchemist, Slipping into Darkness.
So this song, Hit-Boy made the beat for Alchemist's verse. Alchemist made the beat for Hit-Boy's
verse. Oh, Alchemist has a verse on it?
Yeah, you're right.
I love when Alchemist raps. Yeah. I was watching a thing, Alchemist.
Who does he sound like, you think?
Evidence. Well, Evidence sounds like him. So
he made the verse for
Alchemist. Jerry, he says he's like, I'm the worst rapper of all time. He thinks he is. I like when Alchemist
first
raps.
Infantry banger,
dude. I like one of the best. I think Alchemist is a beast when he
Alchemist
raps.
Said he's one of the worst rappers.
He thinks he is in his opinion.
Or just living comfortable.
That's what I say.
Has he ever heard Diddy rap?
Oh, don't do Diddy like that. He pays Sting $5,000 a day.
Never seen before or heard in this fashion. Convert the work to magic. Bury a beat 6 feet. Pour dirt in a casket. Hard to imitate. I'm cut from a certain fabric. My shirt and slacks, okay. Dirty racks. Plus the fur jacket, don't turn it back.
No turning back.
Forward motion, I pour mimosas. Got me more in focus.
Yep.
Got my foot inside the door, then tore it open. Now we going dumb, throwing money. I'm from the Sunshine State. When I eat, I need a plus size plate. The main event is this. My jewelry look like the Great Adventure Slick. Promoters paint a stencil on a brick. With my insignia.
This don't even
made a little splash.
Is this
cool. I'm even drippier.
Shoot out
the lights, I'm putting 50 up. Then hang my jersey in a rack.
Right like
next to hit. Hopping out the Trans Am, flexing the fit. Fuck all the talk, just cut the check and split.
Fuck out
of
four seats while I'm sipping. My pina colada was dripping on my pippin. But I never get to slipping in the darkness.
Oh, I can't tell if that's him.
Never catch me slipping in the darkness.
Oh, maybe not. I don't know. When I hear the second guy, I don't know.
Never catch me slipping. Never,
that
never,
was Alchemist. Never. Yeah. That didn't sound like him at all.
Alchemist over a Hit-Boy beat. Hit-Boy
yeah,
over
that's
Alchemist
Hit-Boy.
Beat. Let's do it. I'm not for everybody, but I am who I am. I am what I am. No back and forth, no more than Pam. TSA gotta check my wrist, and all they can say is damn. When you move how you wanna move, you gon' make somebody mad. My nigga, I'm the best student Kanye ever had. Fell out with certain niggas fast, cause I put shit on blast. That's how you smother out the nonsense. I'm hungry as a hostage. They hit me with the blockage, but I made it out the gauntlet. Took short but long trips. What I know for sure is this. Niggas will backstab you way quicker than their staff for you. And that might be more soulful than going to churches after church. You crushed your man, but what was it worth? You died with a chain and running your hearse. I guess I'm not the type of nigga you say congrats to. Still put the shit on my back and my shoulders if I have to. I'm thinking both of these two cities should go build my statue. Pasadena and Fontana, I brought chips back through. They thought they knew my sound, I leveled up, I'm highly blessed. Add me on your IG while you play this on your project steps. 2 feet on the concrete, somehow niggas thought I lost my step. Till I did them Nas projects, this time you cannot deflect. I am who I am, I'm never slipping in the darkness. In this all white lamb, I'm never slipping in the darkness. But they bringing me to the darkness. Look. I'm usually homeboys with producers I get compared to. But on this one, I wanna see him stretched out, extra leg room. I don't really know, dude, he seemed like a cool cat. But I never once heard Metro Boomin' do boom bap. I never heard a Southside beat without an 808 in it. HB in drunk driver mode, I swerve in every lane with it. I fuck with Mustard, he could make that ratchet shit with his eyes closed. But now I'm starting to wonder, can that nigga chop soul? I just seen Young Berg spoke on the wave. I should do him like Trick Trick and snatch hit out his name. I had decoded the game, I had the coldest of days. I'm like
people
on this cruiser. How you got no credits without co-producers? Time to get these niggas the royal flush. No rotor rooter. It's Hit-Boy bucking just so you niggas know the shooter. Jug season, I'm in the A playing Young Scooter. Needed to see me in broad day from the walkway. This feel like childhood summer trips. I've been a modest supplicant. They robbed you for publishing. That feel like a punishment. How people only met once don't look like none of us. Moving with this wild behavior, that shit, that shattered my trust. Build a million statues in my likeness. And I ain't dissing on nobody, I ain't even write this. It came to me in a dream, they had it out for Hit. So I freestyled this verse over the Alchemist.
He came for a lot of producers on that.
Yeah, he did. Everybody.
But like at the end, did he not write it? Or did he freestyle?
No, then he said I freestyled. I didn't write it. I freestyled
it. But did he?
Did he?
$5,000 a month.
All right, here we go. The car is moving in stereo.
Cool, I thought it was a cool
thing. I liked it. I think Alchemy should rap more. How do we set it?
This is
Oh, these two songs are straight out of Vice City.
This is when the chick comes out of the pool and fucking Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Look it up. Look it up on
Apple. I believe you. To be honest with you, Cars have a lot of good songs. A lot of bangers.
Yeah, they do.
Still a lot.
Very slept on.
Danny was saying that he saw them, and he said it was one of the best concerts he ever went to. He said they were insane. Which I was like, I would have never thought that.
My mother fucking loves the Cars.
Hell yeah.
It's so easy to play up your breakdown. It's so easy to fly through a window. It's so easy to move with the sound.
I feel like I'm watching it. Just synthesizers for another minute.
And it's another band that, like, all their shit sounds different. Like, that song compared to, like, My Best Friend's Girl.
Who's the,
Like, completely
you, 80s
different.
80s music's crazy,
who's
too.
The,
but they were also in the 70s singer. As well. Like, a lot of their hits were in the late 70s.
I like
and they
the this type
the
of like that. Like, the 80s, like, synthesized shit is what
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, I feel and you.
If you listen to 80s music, it's crazy. Whoever was doing their production, you could turn that shit as loud as you fucking want on anything. And it sounds
expensive.
Good. It, dude, like it sounds good on everything. It's crazy how good everything sounds.
Super expensive. I had like a $300 an hour Coke habit.
Yeah, yeah, it was expensive.
That was pretty
but,
good.
It sounds like almost like David Bowie, Talking Heads, like mixed together. Like
I could kind
of
see that.
Of,
yeah.
Cars.
That's a good
question.
That's
a valid question. I don't know who the lead
right
singer
now.
To Cars is.
The lead singer of Talking Heads went to fucking RISD.
Good Times Roll was another banging song by the Cars.
Yeah, they have two lead singers, it says. Benjamin Orr and Rick Okasek. I don't know either one of them.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't know. I'm not going to read into it, but that's the... those are how
like,
they came up in order.
There's like a Netflix documentary.
They could be like Kiss, though. They all
it's
sing.
It's like drummers.
The Beatles,
that,
all of them sing.
Yeah, it could be like one of those.
The Rascals, all of them sing. There's a lot
somebody
of bands.
Actually,
that,
Donnie, you would have died. Somebody the other night said a good Beatles thing. It was like Beatles had like 15 top hits of all time. Seven were from fucking...
What, are you looking for a specific album? Is that what you're doing?
No. Singers. Seven were from John Lennon. Seven were from fucking Paul McCartney. One was from them
George
together.
Harrison?
No, one was
Ringo?
From them together.
Oh, from... Like, oh, yeah, okay.
John Lennon and Paul
McCartney
together.
Yeah.
So I cut G's hair last week. I don't know. Maybe I got him on the 80s kick. He has his playlist on called Happy 80s, and this is what he's listening to. And the song just switched. He's listening to this right now.
Oh, that is funny, dude. How's she doing, by the way?
Good.
I don't know. Only by the music.
Happy.
It seems like he's doing good.
Suicide,
yeah.
This song would be very fucking awesome. Says, why am I soft in the middle? No, this is not.
Come on, this is a banger.
Fucking Ed.
No, this is Paul Simon. I want
to shout at redemption. Simon and Garfunkel were the shit. But Paul Simon on his own put out some great music.
One part in
Like a Rock, you know the song Like a Rock?
That was
The Boxer, another banging song by Simon and Garfunkel.
But that song was... No, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. The Billy Madison when he's dancing down the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, 1 week, each grade. He won the Mark Twain Award a couple weeks ago.
I saw that.
Did you see I love there was Adam a video of Kevin James just like put himself in the crowd?
No.
He's like, no. Like, accepting all, it was really good. Is that a couple trans?
And Simon and Garfunkel.
Is it?
I mean, if I was going to be.
It came in one of their records.
If I was going to be gay, my name definitely would be Garfunkel.
Mine would be Simon.
And there's Lennon. Oh, shit, that's great.
Oh, my God.
That's fucking burnt.
All right, let's get to the next song before we offend anybody else.
Hey, you might be on to something.
So this is,
it might sound good, us, in the background, because I try.
So this is Mad Lib and Mayhem Loren. I love the name of the album, Champagne for Breakfast.
Oh.
Fresh out the water.
But maybe DJ Muggs is also on the album.
I couldn't see that. One more after this.
He says such luxurious things. Yo.
That's right. I'm gonna kill everyone here. True Lux and Lucci on the same day. Ain't nothing different, it's the same May. True Lux and Lucci on the same day. Ain't nothing different, it's the same May. Invisible till I couldn't be. Still counting paper that you couldn't see. Invisible till I couldn't be. Still counting paper that you couldn't see. If you see me pulling up, I'm breaking bread with the owner. I just landed with no luggage and I'm whipping a loner. Might come back, never. Ever. Bucket hat leather. Your niggas had a little run, but my shit is forever. The most realest, the most fearless. I'm peerless, propelling interference. Used to pump packs on clearance. Evasive and persuasive, never basic. We advancing. Discipline and dodging cases, ain't no second chancing. Lewis stressless selections in our sections. Speak to my lawyer, I don't answer any questions. I'm playing long, I'm interested in quick investments. In food and beverage, party favors and refreshments. The system try to turn us to workers so they could jerk us. Opponents look for open opportunity to murk us. I comprehend cause I'm the streets like Mike Skinner. Monkfish, Asabuco for tonight's dinner. True Lux and Uchi on the same day. Ain't nothing different, it's the same May. True Lux and Uchi on the same day. Ain't nothing different, it's the same May. Invisible till I couldn't be. Still counting paper that you couldn't see. Invisible till I couldn't be. Counting paper that you couldn't see. So liquid and gas, it's ironic cause I'm solid. Cubano link, brolic, crypto in a cold wallet. Accumulate in any form except cash. A lot of niggas try to hang but can't last. Intelligence, relevance, consistency, all of that. Cautious with my legacy, this shit is more than rap. Broke the cycle, we was damned just like a water trap. Point guard mentality with shoulders like a quarterback. Shooting at my own trophies, I'ma slaughter that. Porcini pesto, collabing with Calabrian peppers. Usually alone, if not, I step with the steppers.
The Calabrian peppers?
Gorillas on missions, supposed to play in positions. Pitching potions, that's supposed to play with your vision. Removable roofs, unusual coupes. Waterfront Realty, 40 below boots. True Lux and Uchi on the same day. Ain't nothing different, it's the same May. True Lux and Uchi on the same day. Ain't nothing different, it's the same May. Assassin.
think
Mayhem is like taking off like Action for me. Action like don't even give a fuck when he spits a verse.
No.
Mayhem's money.
Yeah, he's nice.
Calabrian Chili's.
It's Calabrian Chili's. He's fucking hitting him with the Bobby Flay. He loves the Calabrians. Every time I watch that motherfucker cook, he's like, oh, you know, I throw
the monkfish in Osobuco.
Wow.
I don't even want to have monkfish. It looks gross.
It's actually delicious. It tastes like lobster. Poor man's lobster, they call it.
I had leek mussels this evening.
What's the difference between that and regular mussels?
It was just in a, like a leek sauce.
Oh. Cool.
It's like a, I just left it with like a villain laugh at the end of the episode. All right, last song. Thanks for listening to CDJ.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Jesse, Jesse, Jesse.
And this is a banger to end it on. Turn Me Loose, Lover Boy. Banger. This is right out of Vice City, kid. I feel like it starts with this. Remember playing Vice City?
Played the free play.
You played Vice City. Ray Liotta does the voice of the main character.
This is a classic.
Banger. I've been on the 80s kick heavy. I'm actually gonna Jack G's playlist tomorrow. Happy 80s.
I like the fake names of the cars.
Oh yeah.
Like the different.
Yeah, the Phantom or whatever it is. Their songs, they got bangers actually.
Remember this in Wet Hot American Summer?
You watched that show?
Yeah. The movies were bangers too. Like everything
watch, like,
about
all of them, like,
fucking love
later?
It, bro. Yeah, it's been a long time, but I'm fucking awesome. Because that came out a while ago now. Those are old.
Yeah, those are
the show's old. Newer than the movies, but. But the show was
the newer shows.
Yeah. Well, no. Netflix. Why did they come out with another one?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I think they did.
They came out with a new season.
So when Netflix first came out, they had like a one season.
Yeah, like 10 years.
10
ago.
10 years later.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That was a bad one. But kind of like that. If you watch Party Down,
no.
So it's on Stars. It has like. Has like a bunch of people from that in it. But they're like a catering company.
Yeah.
But like 10 years later, they just dropped a new season.
Oh, no shit. Okay.
Yeah, it's like Adam Scott, the dude. The other guy from.
Give me everything!
The other guy that was with him. The guy was like, oh, he had the afro and shit.
Yeah.
He's in it. Jane Lynch.
It's a scene where he's running down the fucking dirt road chasing him on the fucking motorcycle and he's looking back.
Shows him off.
Oh my god, love it.
Lana,
yeah, oh yeah. Fucking Bradley Cooper, there's a reason he didn't come back.
Yeah. And Michael S. Scott, whatever.
Shit, it's making me want to watch it. Fucking,
The guy from Law and Order like talks to the kid.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Janine Garofalo.
I gotta go back and watch it.
Why?
Marty McFly playing this guitar?
A little too advanced.
Dude's killing it right now. Dude's killing it right now. I watched your preview yesterday.
Fucking banger.
That is a fucking banger.
I love that song.
Yeah.
Oh,
I feel like
man.
I was back in the 80s.